It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Well, they finally hooked a big one. Mark Short, the former chief of staff to Vice President Mike Pence, is cooperating with the House committee investigating the January 6th Capitol uprising. Short is still one of Mike Pence's closest advisors and is a witness to many critical events at the center of the investigation, including exactly what happened to Pence at the Capitol on January 6th. And, of course, how the former guy pressured Pence not to certify the presidential election. Short's cooperation is also a departure from some of the others in Trump's inner circle who have defied House subpoenas. And then there's this. In a 36-page memo to the House Select Committee, former D.C. National Guard Colonel Earl Matthews accused two Army generals of lying under oath in their congressional testimony about the military's response to the January 6th attack. According to Matthews, Lieutenant General Charles Flynn, that's the brother of disgraced former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, and Lieutenant General Walter Platt both played a key role in the Pentagon's lack of any action to protect the Capitol or the members of Congress. Moving on to COVID. Early data on the Omicron variant of the coronavirus shows that this variant is highly contagious, but it may not be as virulent a strain as its Delta predecessor. But new cases are up sharply, with Delta still the key culprit. The CDC is moving more and more counties to its highest risk travel tier among Omicron coronavirus concerns and rising COVID-19 cases around the world. Several European nations, including France and Portugal, are the latest to be added to the CDC's Level 4 list. A coronavirus resurgence in Europe is currently threatening the regional economy, and a drop in tourism is one of the main factors. Back here in the U.S., a rise in cases is complicating workplace policies. Companies are delaying their return-to-office plans, including Ford, which asked 30,000 workers to just stay home after initially scheduling a return next month. And in New York City, Mayor Bill de Blasio on Monday announced a first-in-the-nation coronavirus vaccine mandate for all in-person employees at private companies in the city. De Blasio called the policy a, quote, preemptive strike against a potential new wave of COVID-19 cases fueled by the new Omicron variant and to help limit infections from holiday gatherings. New York City already required vaccines for city workers and customers and employees at indoor restaurants, entertainment venues, and gyms. Starting December 27th, workers at private companies will have to prove they've gotten at least one dose of the vaccine. Well, this is encouraging. The Justice Department filed a lawsuit on Monday accusing Texas lawmakers of drawing new congressional and state House district maps designed to discriminate against Latino and Black voters by diluting their voting strength. The Justice Department, in their lawsuit, said that heavily gerrymandered voting district maps in Texas violate the Voting Rights Act of 1965 because they deny equal representation to the state's Black and Latino voters. Texans of color are responsible for 95% of the state's population growth over the past decade, but the new maps significantly restrict their political power. So the Biden administration has now joined individual voters and organizations that have already made claims that the legislative maps drawn by the Republican-controlled Texas legislature are unconstitutional and violate the Voting Rights Act. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton tweeted that the lawsuit was a, quote, absurd Biden administration ploy to control Texas voters. All righty then. Well, President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin joining together Tuesday in a video conference as tensions rise around the globe as it appears that Russia is planning to invade Ukraine. A spokesman for the Kremlin has called the notion hysteria, but the U.S., Ukraine, and their allies are not ignoring the Russian buildup of troops along its western border. U.S. officials in recent days have weighed whether to issue wide-reaching sanctions on Russia meant to deter Putin. This week, Putin visited New Delhi and oversaw the signing of new trade and arms deals, one of which will also see India produce more than 600,000 Kalashnikov assault rifles. India is a key U.S. ally. The U.S. has expressed reservations about growing military cooperation between Moscow and New Delhi. So President Biden is expected to tell Vladimir Putin today that Russia will face harsh economic sanctions if it invades Ukraine. The sanctions reportedly could target Putin's inner circle, Russian energy companies, and Russia's biggest banks, potentially making it harder for Moscow to convert rubles into U.S. dollars and other currencies. No more Nunes? The 10-term congressman from California, a political ally of the former guy, is leaving office at the end of next year. The 48-year-old Nunes first won his House seat in 2002 after working for the George W. Bush administration. He says he's retiring at the end of this term to run the former guy's new tech startup. Devin Nunes will be CEO of Trump Media and Technology Group, which has plans for a new social media platform and video streaming service. Haven't we heard that before? Hiring Devin Nunes to be the CEO of Trump's new media company, ironically called Truth, makes perfect sense. After all, he's got all that extensive media experience before he went to Congress. Oh, wait, he was a dairy farmer. He'll fit right in. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.